Howdy, history grinders. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss for Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program two for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of January 5th through January 11th in the great American Old West? January 5th, 1904. George Francis Train, age 74, died in New York, New York. Author, businessman, entrepreneur, world traveler, eccentric. Among its many schemes, Train organized the Clipper ship line that sailed around Cape Horn and brought miners to California goldfields in 1848. He promoted the Union Pacific Railroad and was the founder of the notorious Credit Mobilier of America. Supplier to the Union Pacific and ultimately the biggest scandal of the railroad construction era, 1872. Train's 1870 around the world trip, he did three, the last in 67 days in 1890, was probably the inspiration for Jules Verne's novel Around the World in 80 Days, 1873, and certainly Nellie Bly's trip in 1890. January 6, 1869. A posse led by schoolteacher Thomas Orr tracks the notorious killer and bandit Cullen Baker into southeastern Arkansas. They locate Baker and another outlaw at lunch beside the road. Guns do the talking and both bad men are immediately killed. Baker, age 33, was carrying a shotgun, four revolvers, three derringers, and six pocket knives. Sounds good. But the killing was at the Foster home, and it wasn't as described here. Tom Orr was having an affair with Baker's wife, and that's most likely why Baker was shot on sight that day. Look up this complicated tale and decide for yourself, but I believe you'll find the slave's testimony is probably closest to the truth. January 7th, 1868. The official report to the President of the United States from the Indian Peace Commission concludes, in part, that the Indian Wars were completely preventable had the United States government and its representatives acted with legal and moral honesty in dealing with the Indians. January 8, 1889, died in Etna, California, mountain man, trapper, frontier guide, and miner, Stephen Hall Meek, at 81 years, most noted for being the leader of the ill-fated wagon train which took the Meek Cutoff, 1845, and became the genesis of the Lost Blue Bucket Mine legend. January 9, 1944, the passing of Chris Madsen Remorse, at 92 years in Guthrie, Oklahoma. He was a soldier, 15 years in the U.S. Cavalry from 1876 to 1891, and he went to Cuba with Roosevelt's Rough Riders in 1898, served as presidential guide to President Arthur to Yellowstone in 1883, and a lawman, Deputy U.S. Marshal, 1891 for U.S. Marshal William Grimes, U.S. Marshal to Oklahoma in 1911, and Police Chief in Oklahoma City in 1916. One of the three guardsmen, alongside Bill Tillman and Heck Thomas, 1889 to 1905, working for U.S. Marshal Everett E.D. Nix and Hanging Judge Isaac Parker, 1875 to 1896, along in there, and successors, they cleaned up the Oklahoma Territory. Aggressive and courageous, Madsen killed several of the Doolin Gang outlaws himself. Look up this amazing Dane who made himself a legend in the American West. January 10th, 1864. Sheriff Henry Plummer and two deputies are hanged by vigilantes from a gallows Plummer had built in Bannock, Montana Territory. Now the question is, was Henry really the mastermind behind the Innocents, a gang of over 100 rogue agents, killers, and extortionists who were terrorizing the country from Virginia City to Bannock, or did the gang, who were really the vigilantes, set him up? Either way, the innocents, like the Red Sash Cowboys at Tombstone, were a dramatic example of organized crime in the Old West. January 11th, 1916, Santa Isabel, Chihuahua, Mexico. 16 Americans, employees of the American Smelting and Refining Company, are removed from a train stripped and executed by Mexican revolutionaries of Pancho Villa. The troops were bandits, most likely led by Rafael Red Lopez. Have we ever heard of Red? The outrage from the incident certainly contributed to the formation of the Mexican Expedition of 1916. Well, folks, it's next to last week at the free holiday reading special on the Just for Fun pages. Don't miss this little bonus, writers. It's a good one. This is Program 2 for 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado Band Wood Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.